Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon. It's currently 3:08. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cram Van Diesel. Today, I have HM2 Kyle Strand in the studio with me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Can't complain. How's your week so far?
It's been pretty good, you know. Just enjoying it. Sun's out some days and some days it's not, but enjoying the weather.
It's a very positive attitude. I definitely appreciate that. You know, I do like the rain while we have it because, you know, drought season is probably going to come up pretty soon, so I just like staying out in the rain for a few seconds, but sometimes it's just storms here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a couple months ago, it was just pouring nonstop, flooding everywhere.
I was driving yesterday and actually got hit by some hail. Yeah,
that's crazy.
It was insane. But yeah, you got any plans for the 4-day?
Just enjoying my weekend, you know, relaxing.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. And he is a Sapper advocate, and we'll be talking more about that when we come back. And you're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, the station serving America's best. And I'm back here with Kyle Strand. I wanted to ask you, what is a victim's advocate? What exactly do you guys do?
So what we do, whether it's a uniform victim advocate or a civilian victim advocate, is provide services for our military members. We want to make sure that no victim feels alone. And we provide resources and options. We're also there to support them in anything that they need. We're confidential, and we build healthy climates within our command to lower the sexual assault rate throughout the military.
What did you guys' training exactly like?
So particularly for a victim advocate, just the initial course, it's a 40-hour course. It's usually between 4 and 5 days a week. And it's 8 hours total. Once you do that, you get certified as a initial victim advocate, and then you submit your documentation to NOVA, which will finalize that.
Okay, and when we get back, we'll be talking about why you should become one. And I'm back with HM2 Strand talking about why he became an advocate.
It's a difficult question to answer. That's one question I usually ask the victim advocates who are wanting to do the initial course of why you want to do that. Why you want to be a victim advocate. But the main thing is assisting people, usually in the darkest time that they have, and helping them build themselves back up, giving them guidance, assisting them with whatever they may need, and giving them those resources that are so crucial to recovery.
It is definitely a step in a different direction. You know, it's not a path that most people usually choose. It's not a collateral that you just get assigned.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a lot of work to become a victim advocate. There's a screening process, background checks, along with interviews with, you know, an AUVA, the Admin Uniform Victim Advocate. Some COs want to interview you as well. You have your Sexual Assault Regional Coordinator, who also does interviewing as well. So it's a there's usually between 2 to 4 interviews to become a victim advocate.
That's a lot. What is the one thing that you were surprised about the process that you didn't expect?
It's an interesting question. The process is, you know, pretty straightforward, but most people think that you do your initial course and you become a certified victim advocate, but the other aspects you do, so you have to have other forms signed off by your chain of command, by the CO, then by your SARC, then it's forwarded off to NOVA in order to get certified. They only do meetings once a quarter, I believe it is, and so you're waiting to hear back from them to see if you've been approved.
Well, it's definitely a long process, but it's definitely worth it. You know, you just need to, those people need help. And when we come back, we'll be saying how you can sign up to become one too. And I'm back with HM2 Strand, and I just want to recap on the last thing. So how can people reach out and become advocates if they want to?
If any sailor is interested in becoming a victim advocate, just head over to Fleet and Family Support Center, and stop by, ask for Letitia Allen. She'll be more than willing to give you the information for it. The next class is May 5th through the 9th, and that is that initial victim advocate course.
Okay, and you guys have any events coming up?
The main event of this month in April is Denim Day, bringing awareness to sexual assault. So if you have a chance on April 30th to wear a denim or a teal shirt to show your support, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I remember last year you guys were giving out the little ribbons.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, wonderful. You can show your support. I just want to thank you for coming out. It's been a wonderful interview. You definitely informed me, and I just appreciate you for what you do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on here.
No, have a good one.